Now, looking at the situation in Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, the leader replacing Mugabe, he was Mugabe's vice president up until recently when he was in fact fired. Now, indeed, that served a definite part in the lead up to the events we're seeing now. In terms of policy and his vision for Zimbabwe, are we likely to see any big departures from what Mugabe was already doing?
Sean, this change is not a drastic change. We shouldn't expect that much until we see Mr. Mnangagwa coming forth and put forward the policy and how he would like to run the government. The whole thing was a facade. And looking at the issue of him first being forced to resigning or may have been purged from the ZANU-PF party, a lot of it has to do with the whole change was going on. Zimbabwe was going through a political change, and they want to do it to be seen as it is a drastic change in the country. Looking at the people who would take over the power are the very people who stood by Robert Mugabe for the last 40 years. So we have to be cautious here about Zimbabwe and our international community expecting a huge change within the political system in Zimbabwe.
Now, Mnangagwa, he's also known as the Crocodile. He's hardly innocent of the same accusations that have surrounded Mugabe regarding the killing of political rivals, the kind of corruption and such that we see accusations floating around the Zimbabwe system. He's also 75 years old compared to Mugabe's 93, so he's not exactly, young, fresh blood. Some activists are demanding free and fair elections at this point. You kind of mentioned there's a hunger for it, but what's the likelihood or likely time frame on that happening?
As I said earlier, Sean, we shouldn't expect that much because the way I see it, it is the continuation of the same system that have existed for the last 30 years or 40 years. And there might be a slight change into how the policies will be implemented in Zimbabwe. The likelihood of seeing a fresh blood being injected to the political system in Zimbabwe is unlikely. And inside, we can see also all other political parties in Zimbabwe, they are not really functioning as the way they should function democratically. So Zimbabwe still has to deal with uphill battle in seeing good governance, in seeing dictatorial and draconian policies being enforced on them, but considering the economical downfall and also seeing most of Zimbabwean lives is going downward, healthcare is just going in a direction that were actually before or maybe 20 years ago they were having a better health system and expecting more, but now everything is just going backward. So we'll wait and see if there would be any sort of a drastic change or even attitude toward the international community, and if there is any room where even the people who have actually took exile, if there's any way they could be absorbed into the system, so they can come in and develop Zimbabwe. But until that time, we have to wait and see.
I just want to talk to a little bit about the situation with Mugabe himself. The coup has kind of taken place bloodlessly, but a great deal of people were celebrating in the streets over Mugabe's ousting, and there's been some disquiet over the way Mugabe ran some of the country's reserves, basically using a lot of the country's wealth like his own personal piggy bank. He's reportedly worth more than $1 billion, despite the fact his country is one of the poorest in the world. Is Mugabe and his family just going to be able to ride off into the sunset with that vast amount of wealth?
That is the case, Sean. If you have seen earlier, and even the way the army have acted, basically they do not want to be seen as a culprit in actually staging a coup or even taking the government by force. What they did, and Mugabe was very smart in to play his cards as well. He knows that if the army declared the coup, or if they do take over the power by force, that would create a backlash within the region and also with international organizations and the world at large, and including Zimbabwe, and they wouldn't like that idea of the coup. But coming back to the wealth that has been siphoned away, or been tucked away from Mugabe and Mugabe's families, this wealth is what has been used actually to see Mugabe being protected and resign peacefully or gracefully to leave the power. I don't see Mugabe leaving the power at all. The fact that the guy is 94 years of age, and the age actually is what really allowed all the ZANU-PF to force him to resign. The whole thing, it was an organized way of Mugabe being purged gracefully, basically. So that wealth is still going to be used to bribe and perhaps even to run the country from behind, from the background. A lot of Zimbabweans were born just knowing only Mugabe. And the country, as I said earlier, have gone downward economically, because most of the wealth have just been put away, have been tucked away by this one family. So therefore, the wealth this Mugabe family have really siphoned or maybe looted all these years, there have to be a total change in the system in order for this money to be returned back and be used for the advancement of Zimbabwe. But until then, we still have to wait and see.
And just perhaps as a final point there, Ring, obviously the situation for the people of Zimbabwe, it kind of remains to be seen how this is going to roll out for them. But just addressing something you mentioned there regarding the military and the way they handle this coup, and they really handle this coup with a very soft touch, are you likely to say there that the military is not going to be, well, trying to regularly interfere with Zimbabwe's politics from this point on? I mean, this was a very well-handled one, but the situation being what it is, they can't continue to sort of come in again and again to be tossing out leaders?
I don't think there would be any tossing soon. We can't expect a drastic, as I said earlier, it's a continuation of an old system. If you look at Mr. Mnangagwa, he's an old guard. He's been with Mugabe. He's the second to all other revolutionaries who fought in 1970s. And it's just a continuation of the same system. If you look at the army, there hasn't been any drastic reforms since the Zimbabwean Defense Force was formed. And what have gotten us into this situation now where Mugabe have to be purged or maybe forced into resigning is because he was trying to turn away. He was trying to dismantle the old guard, people who fought during the liberation era. And these have angered the older guard who were actually in a political system, because they were seeing it as it is a purge within the ZANU-PF and also within the army, in order for the younger younger generation to take over. And that younger generation would have taken over through Grace Mugabe, the wife of President Mugabe. And that has angered most of the old guard to stage a coup. It was a softer coup, but they didn't want to admit that it was a coup. So that drastic change is unlikely to occur soon, because it's a continuation of the old guard whom have protected Robert Mugabe for the last 40 years or 50 years.
So meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Ring, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, giving us some insight into this one this morning.
Thank you, Sean, and you're welcome.